This is the KRMG Afternoon News with Skylar Cooper podcast. Thanks for checking it out. Today I'm talking with Danny Boy O'Connor from the Outsiders House Museum and Monica Martin, the Director of Development with the Tulsa Day Center, about this year's big show-off. First, what is the big show-off?
It's a talent show that they've done. This is the second year that they're doing it, and they being the Day Center, Tulsa's Day Center downtown, which if you don't know, does an incredible job taking care of people experiencing homelessness downtown. And this is their annual fundraising event. And last year I was a judge along with Olivia Jordan and Zach Hansen of the Hansen Brothers. And I thought, oh, this will be cool. You know, it'll be like a talent show, you know, high school level. We'll see what we see. We'll award a winner and we'll be out. And what ended up happening was completely mind-blowing. It was like America's Got Talent on steroids. The talent here is incredible. It was so hard to be a judge because everybody was as good as the next, and the talent levels were just rising and rising and rising. Last year's winner, Jolene Brown, had a standing O at the end of it, which was like, again, there wasn't like a dry eye in the crowd, and they raised a lot of money to keep doing what they do down there. And so this year we're back at it again. And the same judging panel is working the judging booth, but this year we're bringing back Jolene Brown, last year's $10,000 first place winner. She's now going to be in the booth with us judging. But the good news is that although there is three, now four judges, the audience also gets to participate in that judging process. So there's no way to really stack the deck. It's like, it's the vibe of the room. If you can get the whole vibe of the room taken over, you're going to win that $10,000. There's a $5,000 second place,
and then $2,500 for third place.
Yeah. And so I don't know what people think when they hear this, but the bar is set pretty reasonable to get over it, meaning that we're looking for anything. We don't want a battle of the bands because music is so subjective. So comedy, jugglers,
ventriloquists.
We had a guy last year that got in a life-size balloon. The balloon kept popping. He was blowing it up with like
a leaf blower.
It was great. So we want they're looking for anything.
Any age
for you to submit.
By November the 4th.
Yeah. And so make a video of your talent. Send it to
thebigshowoff.org
and 90 seconds or less, and show us the talent. And when I say show us, you're really showing a panel of judges who are going to pick
committee,
those. Yeah, committee that's going to pick those. And then I will then, with the other judges at
see
the event,
it night of.
See it night of. So I have no hand in that. But what I'm here really to do is just be an advocate for the work that the Tulsa Day Center does and Monica does down there. It's like, it's something near and dear to my heart. Recently I've shared, you know, publicly, I mean, everybody in my circle knew, but I've just celebrated 19 years of sobriety in last April, and I was a step above, you know, homelessness. I was living in everything I owned in a box, in a warehouse, you know, teeth out of my mouth, warrant for my arrest, methamphetamine, alcoholic, and I've finally found sobriety and God and turn my life around. And now at this part of the game for me, it's about giving back. And so this is something I can easily do, something that's near and dear to my heart. And then this is something absolutely fun. You know, the talent part of this, shout out to Tom Biocchini, who's the chair of their board and who dreamt this up. At first we were like, what the, like, it's, cause it's a lot of work, cause you got to bang the drum and find new talent and constantly, you know, find ways of reaching out. But I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to see what Oklahomans have this year, Tulsans and everybody else who hears this. You know, if you've got something special, let them see it. And I hope to see you on the big stage, and I hope you win the $10,000. It's a good prize.
Monica, tell me more about the Day Center. People may not be familiar with your daily in and out operation.
So typically we see about 300 to 350 people a day. They're coming in, they're using our showers, they're getting new clothing because a lot of people are living on the sidewalks or their cars or abandoned buildings. So they're coming in, especially if it was a hot day, getting some clean clothes. We actually do their laundry for them too if they get there by 8 o'clock, and they'll have it done by 3. Then they're seeing case managers that are addressing what's preventing them from coming inside and staying inside. We're also housing people. 3 years ago, we housed 577. 2 years was 400. Last year was 300. And you say, well, why is the number going down? Well, we have lack of affordable housing. So we have the vouchers, we just don't have the apartments. So we're working closely with all these apartment managers. Which as soon as one does come available, we are actually housing people. But we have a clinic. So we're actually averting ER visits, which is, you know, not overcrowding the ERs around town. And so the CEOs have come and toured the Day Center, and they're appreciative of the clinic. And last year alone, we saved the community over $1 million by averting the ER visits and treating people there.
And I guess sometimes the issue is misunderstood. People think they see the street corner and that's homelessness, but it's not always like that, is it?
It's not. And those are the ones, we actually now have an outreach team. So we are actually reaching out to people on the street. We're not just once they come inside the day center, we're now actually sending teams out into the community. So not only is Housing Solutions doing it, we are now as well. So it's just me. It's a relationship. You have to build trust and figure out what's kept them out there. So it's us just meeting them at their needs, whether they come in or they're outside.
And a beautiful addition that she hasn't mentioned, which is another thing that's near and dear, is the animal component of this. You see a lot of people and they've got a dog with them. And you know, if you're homeless and you're out there, man, a dog is your best friend. I mean, it's your security, it's companionship, it's unconditional love. And then you want to go get shelter and they're like, sorry, can't bring in the pet. So they've built a shelter,
a kennel.
They allow dogs in. And that's a little like, doesn't sound like much until your life depends on, you know, breaking that bond with your thing and don't want to get the help because of that. So it's another great thing. They do clothes drives all the time and they got all kinds of ways they feed it, to feed the homeless and feed the dogs and provide services for that, toothbrushes and all kinds of, there's so many things over there that they do. So when I thought of the day center, it sounded like a daycare center for people who are homeless who just want to go in and get the sun off their back or get warm on a cold day. But it really is like a 360 degree addressing all of these needs. And so incredible stuff. They need our support. And what a better way to do it than to show us with your talent. So super excited to be involved in this.
Deadline November 4th to show off your talent. If you're listening now and you got a little something you want to show off, how do they submit?
They go to thebigshowoff.org/submissions and upload your 90-second or less video by November the 4th.
Danny, were you surprised by some of the stuff that's here in Tulsa, didn't know about some of the talent?
All of it. I mean, it pleasantly surprised. I come from Hollywood, so the bar was kind of high. It's incredible. And you know what? The word that always pops up in anything here, it's like the constant is authentic. It's like you guys have such an authentic voice. And it's like by the time it gets to New York or LA, it's been like watered down by the powers that be before it gets like, you know, redistributed through the normal channels of entertainment. But we get it straight from the source. So you're plugging into local talent, local acts, and you're just hearing the raw stuff. And that cuts through all of it. It's like it goes straight to your heart. And so, yes, the talent pool here is incredible. The hard part is to find where to reach them, whether it's radio, TV, internet, you know, flyers, poster, whatever it is. So we're hitting all of the above to make sure that everybody knows, because we would hate for somebody to go, oh my God, I had no idea that that was a thing. And my daughter is the greatest fill in the blank and we would have loved to, or my son is the, you know, and so we're doing our best to pound the pavement and to get the message out that we're looking for you. So
submit it.
I play a little guitar. I don't know.
Come on. Hey, listen.
Thank you guys for swinging by.
Thanks, Skylar.
Thank you.